championship. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, in Los Angeles, celebrating the World Series.
LA, baby!
I'm very happy that Dodgers won.
The Dodgers rallied back from down 5-0 in Game 5 to beat the Yankees 7-6 in New York. Freddie Freeman named the World Series MVP on Fox, tying a record with 12 runs batted in.
Heck of a job by everyone in this series. I'm glad I was able to get hot at the right time.
There will be a parade in L.A. tomorrow, unlike when the Dodgers won in the 2020 COVID-shortened season. But last night, during the celebration, some fans got destructive, setting a bus on fire and breaking into stores and looting. Now to the election, just 5 days away.
250 million Americans are not garbage.
Former President Trump wore a reflective vest at his rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, after pulling up in a garbage truck, escalating the controversy over what President Biden said as he campaigns against the vice president, also rallied in North Carolina.
Kamala Harris cast the deciding votes that launched the worst inflation in the history of our country.
Now, Vice President Harris also had her rally in Wisconsin last night and also went to North Carolina and Pennsylvania.
We have an opportunity in this election to turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other.
Harris distanced herself from President Biden, calling Trump supporters garbage, saying she'd be president for all Americans. But the White House insists the president was only talking about one Trump supporter, the comedian who caused controversy at Sunday's New York City rally, calling Puerto Rico garbage. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says
he does not view Trump supporters or anybody who supports Trump as garbage.
America's listening to Fox News.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
5 days before the election, more than 58 million Americans have already voted, as the focus remains on six states considered toss-ups. There are new Fox News polls in three of them showing a Trump-Harris tie in Pennsylvania among likely voters, including third-party candidates. The vice president has a two-point edge in Michigan, the former president up by two in North Carolina. And inside the numbers in that state,
of those polled, 53% trust the GOP presidential nominee to better handle the economy, a six-point lead, and 54% trust him on handling the conflict in the Middle East, a 10-point lead, while 51% trust Vice President Harris on election integrity, a four-point lead, and 55% on the issue of abortion, a 12-point lead. When asked about their family's financial situation, 12% say they feel they are getting ahead. 44% say they're falling behind. Unchanged responses since February. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Now, things keep getting intense ahead of the election. Investigators keep searching for whoever bombed ballot boxes in Washington State and Oregon, burning hundreds of ballots using incendiary devices that had the words Free Gaza on them. There's also been an arrest in Pennsylvania.
A Philadelphia man facing charges after allegedly calling the Montgomery County Republican Committee office last weekend and threatening to shoot it up or bomb it. 39-year-old Edward Sierry Jr. charged with threatening to place weapons of mass destruction, terroristic threats, and harassment. This was the latest in a series of incidents threatening violence against GOP offices. Death threats were made against a GOP worker in Erie County in September, and people forcibly entered the Delaware County Republican Party headquarters threatening violence earlier this month. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
We'll get an inflation update next hour. Ahead of that report on Wall Street stocks, futures falling about 200 points for the Dow, adding to yesterday's losses that dragged the Nasdaq down from its record high. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning, 6:05 at News Radio 92.3 70. Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. And starting out, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. I guess, Bobby, are you doing traffic this morning?
Oh, I guess I have to do traffic? There's nothing on the roads. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, that's the best traffic update I've ever heard. It is Halloween. Hey, you're going to have kids out trick-or-treating tonight. There's safety tips from Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons.
There's a couple things we tell them. Again, obviously, if you're driving, and sometimes people drive the cars and they drive into neighborhoods, or they watch your kids from their car, please be careful. There's kids running around. They're excited. Normally, we talk to people about the costumes, having some sort of reflection on it, carry flashlights.
And that is Sheriff Chip Simmons there. He says it's a good night also to have a spotter if you're backing your vehicle up so you don't accidentally run over a child that's in a dark-colored costume. The sheriff's office celebrating with their Halloween canine costume contest. Now, you can check out all the Escambia Sheriff's Office canine officers in their costumes on the Sheriff's Office Facebook page. Now, voting in that contest did end yesterday. We're waiting for the announcement on which canine officer won. The mother that was charged as an accomplice after her son shot and killed a woman at a local Home Depot store is going to have video evidence in her case thrown out. Sheila Ajee was in court yesterday. Her attorneys filed a motion to dismiss video of her attending a balloon release for the victim, Brooklyn Sims, as well as some police body cam video. The state agreed to toss that video evidence, but said it could potentially be used at sentencing if she's convicted. Another motion to toss a series of text messages was denied. Prosecutors say Ajee encouraged and helped her son, Keith Ajee, murder Sims in August of last year. Veterans or their family members that need treatment for mental health issues like post-traumatic stress, anxiety, depression, or traumatic brain injuries may have a new resource. The Home Base program is coming to Pensacola and teaming with the Lakeview Center to offer services here.
There is a high incidence of veterans with post-traumatic stress, anxiety, depression, at a very high rate because of you know, the things that they're exposed to and the things that they endure while they're in active service. And so again, Home Base's mission and we're glad to be part of that is to provide support to those individuals in the form of mental health services.
And that is Sean Salamita. He's the president at Lakeview Center, and they'll be providing treatment for veterans referred by Home Base. And they do have an official launch ceremony that's happening 9:00 Friday morning at Veterans Memorial Park. 6:07 at News Radio 92.3.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day for your Halloween. Temperatures warming up near 80 degrees with some clouds in the skies. 10% chance of a stray sprinkle, otherwise cloudy skies with temperatures dropping overnight near 70 degrees. For Friday, plenty of sunshine, 10% chance of rain, high near 81. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 75 in Pensacola, also 75 in Gulf Breeze, 70 reported in Milton. Your next news at 6:30. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
I am Jennifer Brer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3.
The Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's News, Weather, and Traffic Station.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween. This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween, everybody make a scene. Trick or treat,
tell the neighbors gonna die of fright.
It's our town, everybody's free.
150 million people are not garbage. I can tell you who the real garbage is, but we won't say that.
So, it's Halloween today, but Trump was in a costume yesterday, and if you didn't see, and I'm actually kind of surprised. Maybe people did post it, and I didn't notice it, but I would have expected the lead joke to have been Orange Man in Orange Vest, because that's how they like to refer to Trump as Orange Man because of the, you know, tanning or whatever, but he dressed up in a trash truck or construction worker outfit, like over his, you know, he's wearing a white shirt and a red tie, and then he's got the bright orange vest with the yellow glow tape on it. And then he, in what you have to describe as the Trumpiest of all possible moves, he gets a garbage truck and he has it painted with the giant Trump logo on the side, and then he gets in it and they drive him in that to the rally because of the comments from Joe Biden the other day about how all the, you know, people, supporters of Trump are, you know, garbage, right?
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden. And Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself if he knows what he's even doing. And she should be ashamed because she shouldn't let him do it. She's the vice president, but I assume she's acting as the president. She should never have let that happen.
So in odd fairness to Kamala Harris, I don't know how much the vice president has control over him. But, you know, the point is that, yeah, the president shouldn't be saying these things. And then they put out this note that, well, that's not what I meant. Well, I mean, I'm sorry. He put out on Twitter, is clearly authentically written by Joe Biden himself, that what he meant was only the ideas. You know, he didn't mean the people. Well, here's what he said.
Just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of things is unconscionable, and it's un-American.
So the White House actually claims you just don't know punctuation. They claim that supporters comes with an apostrophe. So the only garbage is his supporters' ideas, that there's an apostrophe you're not hearing properly. Listen again.
They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
I get you not. That's their argument. You didn't understand his punctuation. Listen, if you believe that, okay, so there's a big difference between what I meant was and, oh no, I meant it, but I shouldn't have said it, or I wish I would have said, right? Because when you say a dumb thing, you just have to own it. You just have to own it. And he clearly was saying that the Trump supporters are garbage, and it might have been a bit of a candid moment for him, you know, which, of course, that's the line that Trump is now using.
Joe Biden finally said what he and Kamala really think of our supporters. He called them garbage. And they mean it.
And, of course, Kamala has been distancing herself from this and saying you shouldn't insult any individual people. She is really trying hard to run the, like, sweet, you know, we see you, we feel you campaign.
Than your mothers and grandmothers are standing up for freedom. And what I know about you is these issues are not theoretical. This is not political for you. This is your lived experience. And I see you, and I see your power. I see your power, and I am so proud of you.
Oh, man, I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. That whole way of talking is so alien to me. But so, of course, Trump, you know, capitalizing on this, trying to turn it into the Hillary deplorable moment of this election campaign, even though it wasn't said by the actual candidate, said by the president. Still, the idea is, look, if they can claim that Trump is a racist and hates Puerto Ricans because of what some comic said in a warm-up set, then certainly you can make the argument that Kamala really believes that Trump supporters are garbage because of what the actual president said, right? It's got to go at least that far. Whatever you hang on Trump because of the comedian, you have to at least hang that much weight on Kamala Harris over what Joe Biden has said. So, you know, Trump was just, you know, continuing to pitch the I love Puerto Rico. He's in the car. By the way, he had trouble getting into the truck. It was kind of an odd little moment if you watch the video. He went to grab for the handle and he just missed it. And he missed it again, you know, kind of like that double you try, you missed. Oh, no. And you try again. And then he kind of rocks back like a little unsteady. It's a very normal behavior. It's one of the few times I remember seeing him and thinking, oh, he kind of looks old. It wasn't a good moment, that one little moment. And then he had a little bit of trouble. He did get up into the truck, which is kind of hard to do. You know, I mean, he's, you know, not young. But it wasn't the manly, strengthiest looking moment for Trump at that particular time. We'll come back to this in just a second. Bobby Ross has got traffic on the 5 sitting in for John Pickens this morning.
Yeah, this traffic report is brought to you by News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We sure are.
And there is no traffic on the road, so we go right back to Andrew, go ahead.
It's textbook. Yeah. It's well done. It's perfect.
I'm efficient.
There you go. Get it done. So back to Trump in the trash truck, capitalizing on the garbage comment by Joe Biden.
I love Puerto Rico, and Puerto Rico loves me. I don't know anything about a comedian. I love Puerto Rico. Nobody's done more for Puerto Rico than me. I took care of them when they had the big hurricanes, and nobody gets along better with Puerto Rico and the Puerto Rican people than me. They love me, and I love them.
Yeah. I believe he loves them. You know, it's one of the things that people forget about Trump is kind of back before he was president, running for president, any of that stuff. You know, he was actually always talking about how great the workers were and complimenting them and praising them like a businessman would. You know, we need them to build our stuff. And that's kind of longstanding been his appeal, is that he, you know, not just supports the military, supports law enforcement, but is, you know, pro-worker. I mean, a lot of the union folks voted for him, but also, you know, sort of the non-white workers, really, historically. He's always been a big supporter of those. And as far as the comedian goes, he continues to, you know, disagree with that and say he didn't know anything about it. Sounded a little bit like Clink.
I don't know anything about the comedian. I don't know who he is. I've never seen him. I heard he made a statement, but it was just a statement that he made. He's a comedian. What can I tell you? I know nothing about him. I don't know why he's there. You put comedians up, and I guess he went on earlier in the show. I don't know who he is.
Sorry, not Clink Schultz. Excuse me. I'm going to get my Hogan's Heroes text. It wasn't Colonel Clink. It was Sergeant Schultz. Okay, fine. You're right. 437-1620. So put all of the... Oh, here goes. Did you hear the other comment he made yesterday? In the context of all of this... You know how Trump is talking about all kinds of things. So he had made a comment about how he's going to be the protector of women. And he was talking about getting advised to not make that comment. Sometimes you make it worse.
They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe it? I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them. I'm going to protect them from migrants coming in. I'm going to protect them from foreign countries that want to hit us with missiles and lots of other things.
Raise your hand if you cringed.
I had not heard that comment.
Yeah,
that until you just played it.
Oh.
I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not.
I know what he means.
There's a bunch of his accuser out there like, I told you.
See? Oh, man. Oh, meanwhile, just, you know, to cover all the bases. Meanwhile, have you seen the ad for the Harris campaign that is telling women who are married to Trump men to lie to their husbands and then go in the booth and vote for Kamala? Oh, no. It's Rich. The guy is meant to look like a Trump dummy, but he is the most obvious white man for Kamala ever. And the woman is wearing like some, you know, bedazzled American flag hat. And then she and this other woman in the polling place go in and they're like wink eyeballing each other. Yeah, I know what you're voting for. You're not voting for what your husband says either, are you? Oh, and on top of it, the ad is voiced by Julia Roberts.
Your turn, honey.
In the one place in America where women still have a right to choose, you can vote any way you want. And no one will ever know.
Did you make the right choice?
Sure did, honey.
Remember, what happens in the booth stays in the booth. Vote Harris Waltz. Vote Common Good is responsible for the contents of this ad.
You know, the reason the stuff stays in Las Vegas is because it's ugly, sinful, dirty, and disgusting, and you want to hide it from people. So now they're saying that voting for Kamala is the thing you got to let stay in the Such a weird ad. Why is Julia Roberts voicing this ad? It's so weird. Go in the booth and, you know, vote for your heart and then come out of the booth and lie to your husband. Oh, man, that's just good marriage advice right there. This is the weirdest. I had somebody ask me yesterday, who do you think is going to win the election? Like, at this point, I just want it to be over. I just want it to be over. And honestly, can I just you and me talking, right? Just you and me talking. Obviously, I know who I prefer to win. Not because I want him to be the president. I don't want either of them to be the president. You know, if I had my choice, can we just start over? And I don't know, go without one for a while. Maybe we'd be better off. But, you know, of the two, right? That's the choice you have. The choices of the two in front of you. Okay, so fine. Here we go. And maybe he'll disprove all of the, you know, because what I've always said is it's not how he talks. It's not what he says. It's what he did when he was president. What he did when he was president was very effective, in my opinion. I'm hoping for that again. Okay, put all that aside. Somebody says, what's going to happen? I don't know. Well, what about the polls? I'm like, I think the polls are all false. They were totally false the last couple of times. The polls don't mean anything to me. As quite frankly, on the Joe Rogan podcast, Trump points out, when was the last time you got a call to be a part of a poll? And did you even answer it? Who answers the phone? Who gets on a list and actually answers the phone for this stuff? Where are they getting this information? I have no idea. Anyway, but here's what I do hope for. Without trying not to be too heavily invested in the outcome, I just hope whoever wins by a lot. I hope they win the Electoral College. I hope they win the popular vote. I hope it's decisive. I hope it's by like 8 or 10 points nationally. And in the swing states, it's all like decisive. Because at least then we could just be done with all the controversy other than whoever's going to be president, all of that controversy. I want the outcome to be the outcome, but it would be nice if, as a bonus, it was a big margin. That's kind of where I'm at. 623 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
This is Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House. I've served our country in the Army, served our community as an involved parent in our schools, and now as your state representative. All of these roles I've done because of my faith in our Lord and the following words, be a servant to others. I do find it rewarding working side by side with many area and state leaders and getting things accomplished for us. That's why I'm asking for you to vote Michelle Salzman so I can continue to serve you. Paid by Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South windows and doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. And right now on the road, you're starting to get some normal slowdowns in your normal areas, but nothing dramatic. And if you have any tips for us, text it in, 850-437-1620.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Bergosh.
Join Claimology today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's today at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger. If you're ready for better investment of our taxpayer dollars, real transparency in local government, and putting our first responders first, I'm asking for your vote for Escambia County Commissioner. I'm proud to be supported by our brave firefighters, EMT, and law enforcement officers, those who protect us every day. I am ready to bring a new perspective, and I am committed to our community. I'm asking for you to vote Ashley Hoffberger for Escambia County Commissioner.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Yes, yes. Happy Halloween. Hope you have a good one tonight. Be safe. Take care of the kids. Be the house on the block that the kids are all screaming in delight coming to because you treated them so well. 627 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Today, the base is closed to the public, but the Thunderbirds are scheduled to fly at 1 for a practice, according to Blue Angels Air Show information, the Facebook page. Not an official page, but historically, they're super reliable. 2 o'clock for the Blues, and then tomorrow at noon and 2, and then noon and 2 on Saturday, Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A federal judge says a woman who accused Sean Diddy Combs of sexual assault will not be able to move forward with a civil lawsuit using a pseudonym. A Tennessee woman filed the lawsuit as Jane Doe earlier this month, alleging she was raped by Combs in 2004. This week, the judge gave that woman until November 13th to refile the lawsuit under her own name. The number of people infected from that McDonald's Quarter Pounder E. coli outbreak is up to 90. The CDC says 27 people were hospitalized. One person died. Two more people have developed a serious condition that can cause kidney failure. And that outbreak now is up to affecting 13 different states, but most of them were in Colorado.
What was happening in the fields where those onions were picked? Like, that's a lot of people. I mean, that's a lot of going on, you know? Wow. All right, go on.
And Andrew, what would you say the most popular Halloween costume is for this year?
Oh, the Australian breakdancer, Ray Gunn.
I don't think that's it. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Only one who paid attention to that.
Oh, you're so wrong about that.
If we're going based off of Google Trends, this year's most popular Halloween costume, Marvel's Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh, all right, I'll take that. Yeah, that's good. But you got to really invest. Like, that's not a $20 costume. That's a lot of work. And
what'd you say, breakdancer Ray Gun?
Are you serious with
this? I don't even know what that is.
Stop it. This woman from Australia that was in the Olympics in the breakdancing, you know, that was an event this year. And she breakdanced like she was an 8-year-old learning how to do the Michael Jackson moves from Thriller. Like, it was really genuinely terrible.
I had to look. So many things happen in a given.
That's fair. I've seen a lot of people saying that was the costume that they were going with this year. So the popular news-oriented kind of one. But sure, of course, Deadpool or Wolverine. You know what would be cool, though, is to see Wolverine in the costume. We just watched Deadpool versus Wolverine again, and it's a good movie. It's really good. And it is. The reason nerds love that movie is because it pays off all of the comic book nerds. It pays off everything you ever wanted from a Deadpool-Wolverine movie, including the classic X-Men costume, including the face mask when he puts the mask. Oh, it's absolutely a comic nerd-oriented movie.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Los Angeles Dodgers are World Series champions, beating the Yankees 4-1.
L.A. pulled off the largest comeback in a World Series clinching game to claim the 8th championship in franchise history. The Dodgers defeated the New York Yankees 7-6 in Game 5 after trailing 5-0. L.A. benefited from 2 Yankee errors and some mental mistakes to score 5 unearned runs in that 5th inning.
Fox's Bob Mortali. Vice President Harris campaigns in Arizona and Nevada today.
Former President Donald Trump will be holding rallies in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Henderson, Nevada. This after he appeared in a garbage truck decked out in American flags in Wisconsin. That was a reference to President Biden calling Trump supporters garbage.
Fox's Brooks Singman. The White House says the president was just condemning a comedian at a Trump rally calling Puerto Rico garbage. More than 58 million Americans have voted early already. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 75 in Pensacola. Early voting continues across the state. There's 10 polling locations in Escambia County, 6 in Santa Rosa County. They're open each day 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. until November 2nd. Across the nation, there have been isolated incidents of people trying to stop others from exercising their right to vote.
It erupts into violence just like that. It's almost immediate in some cases, and it's very scary. As an American, you're just not used to that.
And that is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, who says there are several forms of voter intimidation, such as using weapons or even just yelling and threatening people. In Neptune Beach, police do say a group of teenagers attempted to stop people from voting by waving a machete. An 18-year-old was arrested in that case. Johnson says there will be no voter intimidation in Santa Rosa County, as he has deputies near every polling location ready to respond in an instant. Well, people across the state have been making their feelings about proposed Constitutional Amendment 3 known. A lot of people are against it, such as the Florida Sheriff's Association. Our own sheriffs, Chip Simmons and Bob Johnson, and Governor Ron DeSantis.
I'm not for it. I don't think it's good to do. I don't think we need to mess up the state.
And the governor made several stops across the state speaking against Amendment 3, saying it's not about freedom as it doesn't allow people to grow their own. They'd have to purchase it from a company, but he says the company wrote the amendment and spent millions lobbying for it. Plenty of folks, though, disagreeing.
In the Constitution, as you probably know, there are strict rules in terms of how an amendment must be crafted. It's required in the state of Florida that we only have a single subject. And so this amendment is silent as to home grow. It in no way prohibits home grow. It keeps the law the way that it is today.
That is Trulieve CEO Kim Rivers, who was on Pensacola's Morning News yesterday, and she says the amendment would leave legislators the option to create regulations if it were to pass. Recent polls do show support for the Amendment 3 measure right about 60%, which is what it would need in order to pass. Well, the countdown to the Pensacola Homecoming Air Show at NAS Pensacola continues. Now, NAS Pensacola is closed to the public today. They've got some STEM students that are going to be out there watching a practice air show, getting a tour at the Naval Air Museum. The homecoming air show happening Friday and Saturday. They are expecting some big crowds there in the tens of thousands of people. They'll have both gates open both days. Remember, no coolers, no weapons, no umbrellas. You can bring a chair, as it'll likely be a long day. One state lawmaker has some bad news for condo owners. Hollywood State Senator Jason Pizzo was at a condo reform workshop yesterday. That workshop was called to address concerns that condo owners have about high assessment fees. A lot of condo owners say they can't afford to pay the assessments, and they say it's making it hard to find someone who wants to buy their units. Pizzo said he understands the predicament, but said there's no state bailout coming. It is 6:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day for your Halloween. Temperatures warming up near 80 degrees with some clouds in the skies. 10% chance of a stray sprinkle, otherwise cloudy skies with temperatures dropping overnight near 70 degrees. For Friday, plenty of sunshine, 10% chance of rain, high near 81. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 75 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton. Taking a look at our roads, not seeing any major delays today on 110 or I-10. A couple of slow spots maybe on 98, but nothing too bad. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Auto giant Stellantis has reported a 27% decline in third quarter net revenues, but said it was making headway in addressing operational issues such as U.S. inventories. The Netherlands-based company said net revenues for the July to September period came in at $35.8 billion. Stellantis shares have tumbled more than 42% year to date. British oil giant Shell has reported adjusted earnings of $6 billion for the July to September period, beating analyst expectations of $5.3 billion, according to LSEG. The energy company said it will also buy back a further $3.5 billion of its shares over the next 3 months. BYD reported revenue for the 3 months ending September 30th of roughly $28.2 billion, which is up 24% from a year ago. This amount also exceeded Tesla's revenue of $25.2 billion reported for the same period. Futures are moderately lower ahead of inflation data. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Larry McKee, and I'm running for Milton City Council in Ward 2. I'm a 10-year Navy veteran, retired maintenance manager for the Postal Service, and currently driving a school bus for Milton Schools. I believe in a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. As your next city councilman, I will bring an open mind, willing to listen to opposing opinions instead of only wishing to hear from those supporting the status quo. I'm Larry McKee, and I'm asking for your vote for Milton City Council. Remember, McKee is the key to Milton's future.
Paid for and approved by Larry McKee, Milton City Council, Ward 2, C2.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles host the North Carolina Tar Heels Saturday afternoon for an ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on North Carolina at 12:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's Reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Kim Klein, and I'm running for the Florida House District 2. Property insurance is killing us, and the best solution my opponent has is a bailout for the insurance companies and making it more difficult for us to sue if they refuse to pay our claims. District 2 needs more than a career politician trying to appease the insurance lobby and his South Florida constituents. You deserve a tireless advocate who works only for you, and that's me. Vote for your party at the national level, but for state and local issues, vote independent. VoteKimKlein.com.
Paid for and approved by Kim Klein, NPA, for Florida House District 2.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Trick or treat, baby, on a night like this. Trick or treat, whoa, whoa, and that means,
you know,
a kiss.
Chuck Berry's just fantastic. Baby, like, it's, you forget some of the great songs that he did, but he gets to resurface every once in a while. We play a good song from him like that one, obviously, for Halloween. Happy Halloween to you. Hope you have a good time tonight with the kiddos running around. Or, you know, if you're doing it with the adults and you do trick or beer, not saying you should, but some people do. 640 here on News Radio 92.3. Joining me now, we have the senior advisor to Governor DeSantis, David Dewhurst. David, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Andrew.
Absolutely. For anybody who hasn't been tracking this, just to give you a brief history on this show anyway, the governor came to town on Friday to talk at the sheriff's office about his opposition to Amendment 3, the marijuana amendment. Then we had Secretary Ricky Dixon of Corrections on Tuesday to talk about why he thinks it's a bad idea. Then I got a call from the True Leave people, and they said, can we come on? And Kim Rivers, the CEO, we had her on yesterday, and she gave all of her reasons in support of Amendment 3. And then the governor's office reached out and said, you know, we'd like a chance to talk. I said, absolutely. You guys are always welcome. We're going to have Governor DeSantis on the show Monday at 7:10. But right now we have, again, David Dewhurst, senior advisor to Governor DeSantis, on to talk about Amendments 3 and 4. Now, David, I'm going to kind of start with this. You, I know, at least heard a little bit of some of the arguments that Kim Rivers made yesterday and are familiar with some of them as well. I'm just going to kind of open it. Is there a portion of what she said that you primarily wanted to respond to, or is there a portion of it that you think is misinformation?
I think most of what she said was misinformation. I think when voters are thinking about Amendment 3, they just have to remember where this thing came from. You now have one corporation that has spent about $140 million to both write Amendment 3, to collect the signatures, to get Amendment 3 on the ballot, and now to run a full-fledged campaign throughout the state of Florida in order to deceive voters into voting for Amendment 3. One company, and it just so happens to be Ms. Rivers' company, who's doing that. One thing that she mentioned when she was talking to you is that, you know, TrueLeave intends for this amendment to be a market expander, that this is actually somehow going to expand the market of companies that can compete and sell marijuana products to the folks here in Florida. But that's simply not true, and that's not the way that they wrote the amendment. And I think everybody just intuitively understands that can't be true. You know, if this is basically the pet project for one corporation, they're not going to write this thing in a way that doesn't give them a unique advantage. I mean, they have obligations to their own shareholders. The governor's been making this point around the state of Florida. They can't go around just doing things for the good of the order generally. They actually have an obligation to their own shareholders to maximize value. And that's exactly what Amendment 3 does for TrueLeave and for a very small group of select companies. It creates a monopoly. This is not about personal freedom. As you know, anybody who's read this amendment, you can't grow it at home. You have to buy it from them. And so I suppose that would be the one thing, Andrew, that I'd want to respond to immediately, this idea that this is somehow a market expander. That's just simply not the case.
You know, one of the what she in part said about that was she said, look, the amendment contains language that would allow the legislature to approve additional licenses if they wanted to. And so it's really the state that's standing in the way of having this broader access. So if the amendment passed, it's not just TrueLeave and the currently existing license holders that could dispense the marijuana, but it would be anybody the state authorizes, that it would create the opportunity for market expansion. You don't read it that way?
No, I don't. I think if we actually want a regulated market, you know, the state takes a lot of care and concern in granting any of the licenses that we currently provide in the medical market. But that brings up another good point, Andrew, which is that we do currently have a safe and regulated marijuana market. You know, we have something like 600 medical marijuana stores throughout Florida. We have over 1 million medical marijuana card holders. The fact is, people who want or need marijuana now, adults who want and need it now can get it. And so this idea that Amendment 3 somehow creates a safe and regulated market is laughable. We already have that market now. And the fact is, what this amendment will do is what we've seen happen in other states that have legalized recreational marijuana for adults. Whenever you create a market like this, it's going to expand black market opportunities as well. Because, again, you're going to have a select number of companies selling these products. Whenever you do that, the prices inevitably go up and consumers begin looking elsewhere for these other products. And whenever those black market opportunities increase in different states, you see the dangerous products that begin to propagate, that keep people in, you know, put people in dangerous positions, and you begin to see crime increase generally. That is exactly what we're going to have here if Amendment 3 passes. Don't think that this expanded market is suddenly going to make everything clean, safe, and healthy. It's not. It's actually going to increase illicit activities, just like it's done in Colorado, California, and all these other states that have gone this direction in recent years.
We're talking to David Dewhurst. He's a senior advisor to Governor DeSantis about Amendment 3. David, hang out for me for just a second. Bobby Rossi has got traffic on the fives. Bobby?
This traffic update is brought to you by Norton 360. Right now, we just have a few little slowdowns over on North Palafox and actually South Palafox. But actually, things are still flowing pretty well right now, so you're pretty good on the roads. Outsmart cyber criminals this Cybersecurity Awareness Month with Norton 360. Keep your software updated with Norton's Software Updater feature. Get up to 58% off at norton.com/secure. Andrew?
All right. Thanks so much, Bobby. Back to David Dewhurst, a senior policy advisor for Governor DeSantis, talking about Amendment 3 in the interview we did yesterday with Kim Rivers of Trulieve. David, her argument, which you kind of brought up on the home grow, was that, A, they believe that because they had tried to include home grow in the past, that it became a two subject and was struck down. They weren't able to put it on the ballot. That's why they didn't include home grow. Although I take to heart very seriously your argument that why would they want to expand for home grow if they're trying to capitalize on their market position, which is what they have the fiduciary duty to do. But she also says that once this goes into place, the legislature could approve home grow. And she's already got legislators who are willing to bring that up, a Republican and a Democrat. Is that, you don't think that's likely, or is there a flaw in that argument?
Yeah, I do. I think once you actually read the language and you understand basic civics, which is pretty concerning when you you talk about this Republican and Democrat that apparently Trulieve has engaged to be spokespeople for this amendment, you know, it's troubling. Because a basic understanding of civics, a basic reading of this language, which would be placed in our Constitution, it does tie the hands of the legislature in a number of different ways. The legislature is not just free to act after this thing is passed, and this thing was written in order to disallow the legislature to act in a number of ways. You know, there's several different pieces of this. It obviously does not allow home grow. So this is not about, enhancing personal freedom in the state of Florida. This is not about, you know, being able to do something in the privacy of your own home. But even beyond that, you know, ways that this is written differently from the medical marijuana initiative several years ago, you know, this doesn't have any time, place, or manner restrictions on it. And so the legislature's hands may be tied even in preventing people from smoking marijuana in public places. And we mean all public places, parks and playgrounds, restaurants, hotels, condos. I mean, if you have ever stayed in a hotel and somebody down the hall has smoked pot, you know that that basically ruins the entire experience. You can't escape it. Your entire room reeks of it. Well, Amendment 3 is written in such a way to protect the public use and to limit government's ability to actually restrict the public use of marijuana. It's pretty shocking if you think about it. But think about all the places that you take your family and you take your kids. There's going to be pot smoking everywhere, and that's something that families are going to have to just adjust to as a new reality. But, of course, when you do that and you start exposing kids to more and more marijuana, what we've seen in other states is pretty devastating. Marijuana use among children and adolescents, it goes way up. And when you do that, you see all sorts of secondary harms. You see the developmental harms. You see mental disorders on the rise. You see even suicidality on the rise among teens who use marijuana. It's also obviously a gateway drug for them, and it hurts their cognitive abilities in a number of different ways. It's dangerous, and we've seen this in lots of other states. We've had doctors, you know, hundreds of doctors reach out to us from other states that already have to live this reality. And they've said, do not do what we did in California. Do not do what we did in Colorado, because it is incredibly dangerous for kids. Your kids will be worse off for this. Whenever you make marijuana more prevalent everywhere, then kids are going to get their hands on it. And not just teenagers and adolescents. We're talking about small kids, because, as you know, this weed is packaged into gummies and different types of candy-like products that are meant to market to children. And so they are going to get their hands on it. It's going to be incredibly dangerous for them. And that's the new reality that we will be living in if Amendment 3 becomes part of our Constitution.
And I know she had said things about how they do not market in a way that can be confused for the child. And she even referenced a study where she claimed that use among teens had gone down since decriminalization. But I wanted to go back to sort of the beginning part of what you said, because I think this is an important thing that people don't understand. The smoking ban, I've had several people text me already this morning and say, smoking in public is already banned. No, tobacco smoking in public is already banned. If you read the state statute, it is very clear that the smoking covered by the state ban is only tobacco, and it would not cover marijuana if marijuana were decriminalized. And when you combine that with the language of the amendment, you know, the argument has been that the legislature could come in and add marijuana to the list, but you're saying that based on your read, that would be tricky and maybe not legal. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, cigarette smoking is not a constitutional right in the state of Florida, but if Amendment 3 passes, smoking pot would be a constitutional right. Right. It would enjoy an entire different class of protection. And if you read the simple language, the provisions of Amendment 3, it becomes abundantly clear that the government's hands are tied when it comes to regulating the use of marijuana. There are no time, place, and manner restrictions like there are, for instance, as it applies to medical marijuana, where people have to smoke it or use it in their own homes. I mean, that market, that reality, that legal framework exists now. But what we're talking about with Amendment 3 is allowing anyone and everyone to smoke pot in public places, which would ruin the state of Florida. And I, for one, and I know the governor believes this too, like, we need to keep Florida, Florida. We don't need to bring all of these negative elements from places like California and New York, Illinois. We don't need to bring these things to the state of Florida. This is a refuge for the rest of the country when it comes to enjoying your freedom, enjoying being with your family and being in safe and protected places. We don't want to ruin that with the smell of weed everywhere.
And that's actually, see, I think the strongest argument where the governor is on his strongest case is the issue of in the Constitution. Because if it were mere, decriminalization, if it were a simple policy proposal that was a line or two, even the abortion amendment 4, there's a lot of dispute about what it implies, but at least it's simply written. You know, this is a very complicated, long amendment with a lot of particulars that, as you said, once you put it in the Constitution with that language, you can't just tinker with it. Which is why, in my opinion, this is an issue to be solved by the legislature, because they can propose a law and then you can amend it and then you can amend it and then you can have a lot of public conversation. In this case, there's no public conversation around how to change it. There's just vote yes or vote no. And once you put it in the Constitution, you know, that's it. You're done. Unless you can manage to come back later and get them to pass it again at 60%, right? I mean, that's the real issue here, is not the policy debate over whether this is good policy. It's a question of whether this is good constitutional policy, right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. A no vote is for now. A yes vote on a constitutional amendment is forever. I think one time in Florida's history has a constitutional addition actually then subsequently been removed by the people of Florida. And so tying our hands forever and marrying ourselves forever to this type of policy as a matter of constitutional law, I think every Floridian should beware being sort of walked down that garden path when you realize that this is not being produced organically by their fellow citizens. This is being concocted by one company who has spent $140 million to give themselves a monopoly, to ban home grow, and to give themselves legal immunity when and if their products make people sick. I think when Floridians realize that, they don't want to be used. They don't want to just be used by these giant mega corporations We're not going to be agents in that sort of process. And so I think Floridians all around the state are waking up to this, and they're realizing that, this isn't just about the freedom to smoke marijuana. This is actually just making one company much, much richer.
Yeah, Trulieve is a Florida company, but this amendment is not homegrown, so to speak, in that regard, in terms of broad public consensus for this particular mechanism, even though there is, I think, a lot of support for some kind of decriminalization. But that's just not on the ballot. That alone is not on the ballot. David Dewhurst, he's a senior advisor to Governor DeSantis. David, thank you so much for the time this morning. I appreciate it, sir, and we'll talk to you soon. And, look forward to talking to the governor on Monday.
Thank you so much. Vote no on Amendments 3 and 4. We appreciate everybody out there. Thank you.
Thank you. We've got Bobby Rossi in this morning for John, who is out. But Bobby's got traffic on the fives. Bobby?
Yeah, this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. And right now, about the only slowdown to give you a heads up about is the Westgate over into NAS Pensacola. You got about 15-mile-an-hour slowdowns going into there right now. And also over on Suttles Lane, for some reason, there's a little bit of slowdown going down about 15, 16 miles an hour on average over there. The rest of your traffic looks pretty good right now. And Executive Landscaping, they call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. And if you have any traffic tips for us, text us 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Tom Powers for Milton City Council, and I'm running for a better Milton. Not one where the council members fight with the citizens and each other. A Milton that saves our Blackwater River by putting the wastewater plant in the right location and doesn't contaminate our drinking water with forever chemicals. A Milton that works with the state to relieve traffic problems. I want to see Milton grow and thrive and be a place where families come to raise their children. We can do better. Vote Tom Powers.
Paid for and approved by Tom Powers. Milton City Council, Ward 1, C2.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses, and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must protect our borders and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news.
Good morning, 6:59 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Let's get a quick headline from David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, North Korea launched an intercontinental ballistic missile this morning. They say that was launched as a message to its rivals. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says it was fired from Pyongyang around 7 a.m. local time and landed in the Sea of Japan.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. We'll be back next hour. We might even talk about Joe Rogan.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
In Escambia County, Alabama, canine officer has died and a deputy...